All right, let us go down to the beautiful Miami area where I grew up, and the Arizona Diamondbacks are playing the Marlins. Another heartbreaking loss for the Diamondbacks last night. Nick Pecoro joins us of the Arizona Republic. Nick, how are you?
Hey, Marty, thanks for having me on.
No, I'm glad to, and thanks for taking the time to come on. And, you know, we had an extremely lively about 40 minutes before you came on with trying to go through everything the Giants are looking at right now. And someone had an interesting question on MLB Radio this morning. They said, well, the Giants and the Diamondbacks essentially have the same record, but the Giants are going nuts and thinking they're going to get into this thing, and the Diamondbacks are saying, hey, will anyone take Greinke and Robbie Ray? So what's going on?
Well, they haven't entirely, you know, let us know exactly what direction they're going. I get the sense they are leaning that way. I think they're definitely having conversations about all those guys. But, you know, I mean, last time that we talked to Mike Hazen, it was a few days ago, he was seemingly kind of holding out hope that these guys could, you know, go on a little bit of a run and maybe kind of separate themselves you know, from the 500 mark, something they haven't been able to do in a long time. And I believe it was 4 days or four games ago that we talked to them, and they're 2-2 since then. So they're still just kind of the same team that they've been all season long, just a 500 club. The thing that Mike Hazen said that day was, you know, it's probably not the smartest thing to bet on a team with a 500 record this deep into the season. You know, getting the wild card, winning that wild card game, advancing to the World Series, he just doesn't seem to think that's the smartest thing to do. And that kind of made me think that he was leaning towards selling. But again, I don't know that it's been decided. I would assume though that they're leaning that way.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The Diamondbacks have been sort of, you know, cruising along. And someone asked me this question. One of the callers said, "Well, if the Giants were sort of having a season like the Diamondbacks, what would the Giants be thinking of right now?" And my answer was sort of your answer. They'd be exploring everything with the idea, more than likely, of divesting and trading some of the pieces. But when you're 18-4 and you're winning all these one-run games and you've got your big guy Bumgarner leading the way, you really sort of want to stay with it. And I think that's the difference between the Diamondbacks and the Giants right now.
Yeah, I think it's probably an accurate statement. I mean, it's been a long time for these guys where they've just been kind of a 500 team for, you know, the better part of 50-something games. I mean, they're obviously a 500 team after 104 games, but, like, it's been a long time since they've been able to actually kind of play like a team that's over 500. And when you see that night in and night out for the better part of a couple months, yeah, you know, how do you really go forward believing that this team is anything other than that? So yeah, you're right. It's all about proximity. That's kind of where they are.
No, great. Great answer. I think you're exactly right. Nick Pecoro, always love having Nick on from the Arizona Republic. So what about Greinke? A caller called in and said the Giants should get in the market for Greinke, take his contract. And that would be, you put him in there with Bumgarner, Greinke, Samardzija, and whatever you got. And boy, now you're cooking. What would it take to get Greinke from the Diamondbacks?
I don't know. Martin, do you know, I forget if the Giants are on Greinke's no trade list.
I don't know.
Complicated. Yeah, I know it was reported in the offseason what those teams were. I forget if the Giants were on it. It's just such a complicated transaction, I feel like, at this time of year. It's got to be a team that's not on his no trade list. First of all, he's got he's got a lot of money left. Obviously, he's got, you know, $34 million the next couple of years. He's pitching great, right? So if you're the Diamondbacks, you're not just going to give him away. And if you're talking about teams that aren't on the no trade list, it's mostly teams that can't really afford to take on the money in full. So then you're saying the Diamondbacks are going to have to kick in some money to make it happen. And then you're going to have to, if you're the Diamondbacks, like, why would you want to spend $10 million each of the next couple of years to pay down a pitcher who's great and worth every penny in some ways, right?
Yeah.
And then you're talking about wanting to get talent back in return. I mean, it's possible anything can happen, I suppose. And we did see Justin Verlander get traded in August a couple of years ago. So, I mean, this isn't unprecedented. I just feel like it would be an extremely complicated transaction. I think it'd be a complicated transaction to do in the off season. I think it'd be easier then. But I don't know, man. I just feel like there's so many things stacked against it. I'm not really going to bet on it happening.
Okay, no, I agree. It's sort of like Bumgarner in a way with his teams on the no-trade clause. You know, he's going to pitch Sunday. The Giants are almost day-to-day. Every time they win a game, you know, the excitement meter goes up about 20 points. So if he wins Sunday, they're even going to be more excited. I can't believe they've talked to him and said, look, what would it take to have you waive the no-trade clause to Houston? So this it's very complicated with him at this point, too. So how do you resolve it? Well, there's only one team that can resolve it, and that's the Yankees. Yeah, that's it. That's the only team that could come in and say, all right, what do you want? We'll take it. We'll take the money. No problem. We need a pitcher. The Red Sox are killing us. I'm getting nervous. It looks like 1978 again in reverse. We want Greinke or we want Robbie Ray. The Yankees on the landscape for you?
Yeah, I would think so. And I mean, I guess they're a club too that could swoop in and you know, if they are on somebody's no trade list, they could pretty easily entice that player to waive the no trade by saying, okay, we'll give you an extension. Here's this much money and maybe that's enough to talk them out of it. I actually think the Yankees make some sense for Robbie Ray. I know they don't have a ton of like dependable top of the rotation guys at the moment. I feel like they have guys that you could see becoming more dependable as the season goes along, right? I mean, Tanaka has obviously struggled lately, but he's not a bad pitcher. James Paxton has struggled a little bit, but he's, you know, has a history of being a very good pitcher. There's other guys on the staff as well. But I feel like with Robbie Ray, he would make sense for a club that has some depth because you don't have, you know, Robbie's not a guy you want to bank on giving you a lot of bulk innings necessarily. So, I mean, I think that if he's going to a staff where, you know, you can just say, here you go, Robbie, and start game three of the playoffs, you know, try to get 12, 15 outs. Don't worry about your pitch count. Just get through the lineup a couple of times. I think that's the kind of club that's the best fit for Robbie Ray.
Yeah, and that's baseball today. Because, as I said in the show earlier, Nick, when you look at the top five teams in bullpen ERA, they're the three division leaders and the Cubs and the Giants, the hottest team in baseball. That's the deal today. So your starter only has to go five innings. They don't let him go through the third time, and then you start the march through the bullpen.
Yeah, and it's especially true in the postseason. It's especially true there because you have all those off days, so it's a lot easier to, you know, use those relievers heavily and then know that you're going to be able to get them a day off, maybe a couple of days off, depending on who's going to start that next game. And then, you know, you can ask him to throw 30, 35, 40 pitches again a few days later.
Yeah. All right, so I see Ray going easily. That I see him being a perfect guy for today's game. Greinke, it would take sort of some sort of governmental action to try to figure it out,
yes,
to do that. Anybody on the offensive side or in the bullpen that you think may go?
Yeah, I mean, David Peralta makes a lot of sense. I know clubs were scouting him when he was in the Arizona League on his rehab assignment. He's only been back a couple games now. He was dealing with a shoulder issue, but he's back. Jerod Dyson is a guy who's on an expiring contract and, you know, seems like a perfect fourth, fifth outfielder type that can run for you late in the game, maybe give you an at-bat against a right-hander leading off an inning. He can play really good defense for you, really, at any of the three outfield positions. So that's a guy that makes a lot of sense. If I'm forgetting somebody, I mean, Nick Ahmed has, you know, one more year to go after this one. But I don't know. I don't feel like he is probably going to be on the move. He's, you know, just a little more limited. It's hard sometimes to find a match for a guy that has, you know, just one position. Last year with Machado, one of the things I think that helped with that was that he could play a second, he could play third, he could play short. With Nick, he's really just a shortstop. You really need a team that's only in need of that, and that's just hard. It kind of limits your market.
Mm-hmm. Boy, interesting. All right, let's see. You know, I love the July 31st deadline. I love the fact there's no August waiver trades. You can still waive a guy, but you run the risk of someone else getting him, and you know, that could happen. But I like this July 31st thing. I think next few days are going to be fascinating. How about you?
Well, they almost have to be more interesting than the last week or two, right? I mean, we haven't had hardly any action. It's been a really boring trade deadline. I'm with you. I would expect things to pick up. I mean, I would expect teams to do, you know, really do all of their shopping all at once because you really don't have any other choice.
Right.
It's just you're gonna find yourself in a really tricky spot if you have a couple of injuries late in the season and you know you don't have that coverage. So if you're a team that has an area where you're just not sure about your depth, you really got to do it. Otherwise, I mean, you're going to have to answer to the media and the fans, like, why didn't you address this when you had a chance to? There is no other chance to, really. I mean, you can trade for guys that are on minor league deals, I guess, but that's really limiting the type of return you're going to be able to get.
Boy, very interesting. Great. Nick, you sound great. And last night, boy, two runs for the Marlins at the bottom of the ninth. I know I followed you on Twitter. And I could see you saw that coming as the inning was developing.
Yeah, Greg Holland has not been very reliable lately, Marty. Some days he's not throwing strikes. Some days he's, kind of really laboring, it feels like, or just kind of it just feels like he's doing everything he can to get every mile per hour out of his body, and it winds up hurting the command. He's had a couple times where his stuff just hasn't been there either. It's been rough. Torey Lovello didn't have an answer for us today in terms of who's going to close for him tonight. It sounded like at least what he told us was that he was still, feeling his way through that. Whether that's the truth or not, I don't know, but I guess we'll find out come the eighth and ninth innings if they have a lead tonight.
Well, interesting time for baseball. Nick, thanks for taking the time, as always. Love having you on, and say hi to Steve. And you guys do a great job in Arizona. You really do. You guys cover it beautifully.
I will say hi to Steve, and in fact, Steve said to say hello to you. So.
Right. Okay.
There he is.
In fact, did he ever get his wine? Did I give you? I forget.
Nope, not yet. He was just asking me about it earlier. We're there next month, so we'll figure that out.
All right, Nick, thanks so much, as always. Thank you, Nick.
Take care, Marty.
All right, take care. Nick Pecoro of the Arizona Republic. Love having him on.